I have one question.
Yeah, okay. What is your name?
My name is...
Okay.
I have problem with my husband.
Okay.
I can understand him, but he never understand me. This is the big difference we have. So I need to know what.
So you need to?
I need to know how.
How? Yeah. How to say? There was a time when I was on the path, when I came to a point that I have no more need to be understood. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, it is quite a maturity to have, to come to a point when you have no more a need to be understood. I remember somewhere, I don't know the time, but I remember that moment when it was there. Now I do no more have a need to be understood. Oh. You follow what I'm saying? Why? You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
And I don't know if you're on the spiritual path, you're a sannyasi. You're a sannyasi, not a sannyasi, right?
No.
Yeah. The thing is, what is needed, you have to come to know who you are, your very nature. You are not this body. You understand? You are not what you think you are. You are not what you think you are, and you are not what you're thinking. And the same is true also to your husband. You are confused. You are in that boundary vision. You think, I am this body, and this husband is that body. So once you come to know who you are, you come to know source, your nature, who you are, which is aware of this body, and of this body, of this body, of this body. And the same is true to your husband. And this is how we so-called meet. There is never ever a separation. There has been never a separation in the first place. So what you want to be understood, you have a certain opinion and you want this husband to agree with it. Of course it is nice if somebody agrees with. I prefer that, still I like somebody agree with me, but I don't have a need to be understood anymore. You understand? You understand?
Yes.
You understand me?
Yes.
You see, to be with your husband is right, rather to be with him. It is more in the quiet, beyond thoughts. You understand?
I understand.
Yes, you just like him the way he is. You follow? Yes, because you get used to each other. In the beginning it's annoying because you don't know each other so well. But after a while, you get used to each other, and even what is a bit annoying, you start to like it, make you smile. Ah, there is it again, yes? Make you laugh, yes? It doesn't need to be changed, you know? It doesn't need to be changed. This want to have it otherwise. This is this little war you have. Have patience, have compassion. You understand? You know, I would say it functions the best if it doesn't need to work. Does it make sense what I'm saying? This being together, soon you think it should work. You see so many things which should work. This is the obstacle in a way that anything could work. You follow what I'm saying? Isn't it? Nothing really needs to work. You play your role. Your husband plays its role. You are happy with what role you play, you're cooking, I don't know, you have children. You focus on that. Be happy with that. You understand? And your husband is happy making money or whatever. Yes? And taking care of. So this is how it is. You see, in truth, as a appearance, as a body-mind organism, your nature is alone. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
You're born alone. Yes?
Yes.
You live this body life alone. Even if you live with your husband, isn't it? You're still alone, isn't it? You're sitting in that group. Still, you live this body alone. So it is our nature. So enjoy this nature. So even married, you can't be enjoy alone. Even being with your husband in the same bed, you can enjoy alone, isn't it? You don't need to divorce even, yes?
No, no.
Because he doesn't understand you.
He doesn't.
You will follow me. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Have humor. This is your nature. Have humor. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, be happy with that. God lets this body somehow feel. Does it make sense to you what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is it helpful? Say loud. Speak it on the mic.
What I see.
Yeah, is it answered? Answered? Question
yes.
Answered? Yes? Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is it answered? Okay, good. Helpful?
Helpful.
Yeah, good. You were thinking he should understand me, otherwise this marriage can't work, right? This is what you're believing. You see, how you can... You understand. Then you... How you can be free if this is true, isn't it? Yes? You get it, huh? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, you have a question? Okay, ask. Can you give this mic?
Is there anything to be achieved at all?
Okay, it depends. Yes, there is, in a way, if you want to call achieve, you understand, of course. To awaken, it is not achieved, but I don't know, English, yeah? It is not achieved, but it is so natural as a human. You're born and then you move into the realm of boundaries. You put name and form. You get confused with the appearance, with you and I and many, and because of food and eating and the senses, it triggers a lot of desires, what I want. And you get in trouble. You can't deny that. It's not just a Ramana sentence and you're free. This is so bullshit, you follow what I'm saying? These people who speak that way, they do not know how to help this mind to liberate it. Just to say there is no mind to liberate it, and where is this mind? I can't see any mind. This is just all mind bullshitting around. There is the mastery of this mind. This puppy, yes. This, what I can say, I just spoke about the intensive satsang, I spoke so many things. This is so-called achieved, which is not be done, and it is in a way be done. I can say the last satsang, I say the intensive satsang, Mr. Lano, the last satsang, it is the last effort. On the path you learn, oh, there's nothing to do and nowhere to go and nothing to get and nothing to find. I just say the opposite. Of course, there is not really to go, but you still do. And nothing to find, it is not true. You understand? In intensive satsang, you will find exactly what you're looking for. You understand? It is not achieved, but what I can say, you have to come to know. This is exactly what you're looking for, to move out of this wrong vision, to be freed. This is what is liberation. It is liberation, freeing. So I say there is everything to find. So in intensive satsang, it is the last effort you make. The right effort. You made many efforts before, but these efforts, even the effortless efforts and doing, not doing, all these things, these efforts you say you don't do, important, you have done. Yes? This is a certain maturity you bring with you, because you have first to see that these things are not working. Mind has to see it. Because the mind has a tendency, I can do it, I can do it. And it is so intensely strong there that you don't even notice it is all the mind who says, I can do it. And he has to check it out and has make all the effort. Oh yes, you want to become a Buddha, you want to achieve all this, I should love unconditional. And so on, what mind is so busy every day has to make these efforts first. Otherwise, it can't see in the end how easy you're going to be, can be free. And otherwise, you will not be able to value that, what is the most obvious, your nature. In the end, you follow what I'm saying? It takes a great maturity. That's why I do not accept everybody in intensive satsang. I don't accept everybody. A certain maturity needs to be there. A willingness to be free. A willingness no more to be childish. You know, I want this, I want that, mommy, daddy, give me, love, looking for love. Yeah, this is path, I don't say it, you should be enlightened. But a willingness, a certain frustration, disillusions needs to be there, that you can say, okay, now I don't want anything anymore, I have seen it. I only suffer with wanting anything. I really just only want to know what is true, this is all. Even if there is nothing to get, whatever, I just want to come to know. It is not that you're nothing, that there is nothing to get. It is bullshit. You understand? These are sentences, hints. But these are only collection and understanding, and it is not so what you understand. It is not at all. It has nothing to do with what truly you come to know. Does it make sense what I'm saying here?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, good. So is this so answered for you? Yeah?
This is pretty well answered.
Yes, okay, good. Yeah, if there is no other question, this is totally fine.
I have plenty.
You have plenty, so ask me another question. Yes, good, ask.
So, who am I?
Yeah, this is, for that you have to come to intensive satsang. This is when you come to know. I don't speak about it. You can go on the internet, type in who am I, you will get many answers. Sorry, I have no energy to speak about these things. You follow. Open satsang is rather preparation for the intensive satsang, where you come to know. So I do not go into this investigation in open satsang.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So how do we know if something is really good for us? Is there a certain feeling or...
First thing, forget us.
For me?
Yeah, go for me, my, whatsoever. It's forget about everybody else. They're just a nuisance. You have to ask yourself what you want. Put everybody aside. Don't be so legal. Don't think what is right or wrong. You follow what I'm saying? Somewhere you know you can't get that wrong. You're not that bad. So you can trust that, yes? So do not go so... Really ask yourself, what is it what you want? This body life stream is very short, and it isn't it kind of surprising? Suddenly you are here as appearance. I have no idea how it come. What, isn't it? This quest, isn't it? A human only can ask. As a human, you can only ask the question, how it come, I'm suddenly here. I wonder where I have been just before, isn't it? Before, this body, isn't it? What is that? No, it's not. A quest, isn't it? Who am I? What is all about this life and death? This body going to die? Die me, for what I'm saying. So there is a potential here as a human to come to know as appearance in the realm of a boundaries and with that body-mind organism, you can come to know whom I, what is all about it, if what I'm saying, before this body die. It is for no reason. What is good? What you say, the question is how to know what is good, you say, for us, for me, what is good for me? There's a time, follow your feelings. Something feels not good, it's not good for me. Don't ask anybody else, is this right? You just say, it doesn't feel good for me, so it is not good for me. Of course, if I say to you, meditate, you may not liking, you understand? And the feeling is there, oh, I don't like it, but somewhere deeper it says, maybe it's a real good thing to do, so I may gonna sit there without liking it, you follow? And be a witness of not liking it and feeling maybe a bit uncomfortable with this body, not liking it. But this is a nice hint for you. It is very valuable to come to know meditation, this device. You feel what I'm saying? It's very scientific. It's so trustworthy. Because whatever you may come to know in meditation, this is what you come to know with your own authority. It's not anyone telling you anything. You feel what I'm saying? This is not to be understood beyond understanding. You sit in holiday, and you don't think about knowing. What? I can't speak about it. It's just, this is, take some process to, this is your refuge, this is good for you, I can say. If you now like it or not, I can say. So there are things you can follow the feelings, where you clearly say, oh, it feels good, this I like. And then there are things which are made good for you, you know it somewhere, maybe you know it, maybe even the mind can say it's a good thing, but it doesn't feel so much that you like, but you know somewhere it's something good for me, which is deeper than feeling. There are things which are deeper than feeling, what it feel like, you feel what I'm saying? Yes?
So no bending on meditation, like if I feel better with painting. There is
painting.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Okay. Painting.
Garden work, whatever.
Yeah. Sure, you can paint. No problem. You can also clean your room. What is the difference between painting and cleaning the room? You understand, because this body-mind organism likes to move things and be active. It quietens the mind in a way because you're different, active than la 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 la. Yes. So it is very nice to do practical things. Is it now painting? And then there are maybe some passive thoughts going along with it. It's very peaceful. Yeah, it's beautiful, but it is also good to sit sometime official in meditation, not painting, not doing anything. And have these eyes closed. May listen to the sounds. Only to the sounds, not focus on one sound, dog barking, children screaming, traffic, birds, air, breeze. Only listen, use your ears, there is no effort with listening, because the ears are anyhow hearing, isn't it? So it is a very nice way to sit in meditation, I would say, a so-called technique, which is most... very entertaining as well for this mind, because you listen. So mind will be naturally entertained and naturally in rest with that. It's a very nice way. And then see the device. And then you will see, if you go through difficulties to a certain point, you will also see what you like in meditation. And this is you why you sit there, even sometimes not like, but this is when you see what you like and you go along with that. You follow what I'm saying? Yes? Yes. Because people are always saying, oh, isn't it, I'm meditating, I'm doing this, I'm painting, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I do reggae and this and that, I'm meditating. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, what is the difference between reggae or cleaning the toilet and doing this and that? I say, sometimes it's official in meditation, without imagining anything, and then with closing the eyes and like that. And then you get up. Whatever you have come to know in meditation because you went not in your imagination, it is still true when you get up and you have your eyes open and you move around, you will notice... I don't know what I want to say about that. It is still so, you follow what I'm saying? So that's why it is good once a while for 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a good time. If you like it, 20 minutes is a good time. And then 40 minutes is a good time. I don't know why, but this was my experience when I wanted to just for short. Oh, just 10 minutes. Even for 2 minutes is fine. You follow what I'm saying? Even this is okay. If you have, slowly, slowly, you just say, oh, this is nice, let's have a longer holiday. Because you give yourself a permission not to do anything. Who does not like not doing anything? And it's a good thing to do. Does it make sense to you, I'm saying? Yes? So meditation is very good to come to know. Enlightenment, it's not that enlightenment should happen or anything should happen. It's just more scientifically to come to know that device. More and more you come to know, which I can't speak about it. This is for you to see for yourself. It is a good preparation for coming to know whom I, once you know meditation, because you know easier, mind becomes more cooperative. Mind comes to know as well beyond thoughts. You understand? With having no thoughts, it doesn't mean that mind has gone. It is nature for mind to have thoughts, and it is equal nature for mind to have no thoughts. So mind as well comes to know official more so no thoughts and is in love with that as well, rather so much in love with its own thoughts. It trust starts more and more trust, the silence, having no thoughts, because often there the wisdom comes through, from there you understand. And mind comes to know more and more so where the true knowing is, rather there than in my thinking process, where I try to understand and figure things out. There's an endless circling, there's never real knowing, you understand. And mind through meditation comes to know where is the true knowing beyond the thoughts. And so it's easy once you have come to know how meditation functions to come to know who am I. He says, shut up. So it's easy with that. It's easy, this question, to come to know who am I. Not through meditation. I didn't come to know through meditation, because if you meditate, you do not ask yourself a question. You just stay in holiday. You don't wonder anything. It is just a situation to see what it points you to, what is dominant, what is always unchangeable, eternal. It's beyond understanding. It's a knowing. Yes, this is more and more you come to know that what counts, regardless the circumstance. I'm saying. So once you know meditation is pointing to and so on, it's so easy to come to know whom I, to come to intensive satsang, the last satsang, if you're ready for being scientific, want to know what is true, you understand. It's your own authority, not going along the books, you understand. To know for yourself what is true. There you can... You have all the authority to come to know for yourself with going through investigation, because you can easily put the thoughts aside, if what I'm saying. And you know who is the true knowing. If you put the thoughts aside right now, you're directly listening, you follow what I'm saying. And this is the authority to know what is good for me, what is true. It is you. Does it make sense to you, I'm saying right now? Yes? Yes? Yeah, you know, trust it. Yes, be a light unto yourself. Osho say many times, be a light unto yourself. To be a light unto yourself is not always what it feel like. It is not always it feels right, it feels wrong. What is right or wrong, you may. It is not always what it feel like. It is deeper than feeling often. You understand? Regardless, it feel right or wrong. It's the light unto yourself which goes deeper than what anything feel like as well. Can you recognize what I speak here? Mm-hmm. Yes, good. So, somebody has a question? If not, it's fine, we can... Somebody wanted to ask.